going down? This is Donnie Houston Podcast. I am Donnie Houston. Check it out, man. We got a very special guest today coming in, man, representing. This is the second time, you know what I'm saying, we had somebody come in from this legendary label. You know what I mean? And he's actually the member of the first person to come through. You know what I'm saying? Representing Suave House, representing South Circle. We got Thorough, man. What's going down?
What's going on, Donnie? You know what I'm saying? Chilling. Honor and pleasure to come out here and rap with you for a minute, man. Like I told you earlier, I don't really just pop my head out, but this is homegrown. It's big thing. It's honor, young brother. You know what I'm saying? It's honor. I appreciate you.
Appreciate you, man. So what's been going down, man?
I've been working on some music, man. I actually got a podcast called Bet That TV. Shout out to my boy Shano. And I'm into trying to get into. I'm into it. Doing voiceover, man. You know what I'm saying? Staying busy, man. Living life. I can't complain. You know what I'm saying? I'm still here.
Yeah.
At this age, you know what I mean? So good shit.
For sure. Yeah, man. That's what I'm saying. We had Mr. Mike up here, you know what I mean? I was asking him, man, where Thorough at? You know what I'm saying? I'm glad to have you here, man. Let's run it down, man. Just talk about, you know, kind of growing up in the age. Because you was telling me I didn't know that you were the first person signed to Suave House.
No doubt I was.
But even before that, though.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I was definitely, man. So, first of all, I'm born and raised Houston, man. Southwest Mo City. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know I went to Willow Ridge and Westbury. For boys from the city, they know what's up with that. But, I guess about, man, 91, my partner named Chris, I went to school with, at large.
Hmm.
That's his rap name. But him and Tony was good friends, Draper.
Yeah.
And we was all going to school at the time. I think it was Westbury High. We was all going to school at the time. But anyway, he had told me, man, that he had a partner who was starting a record label. But anyway, that's how I met Tony. So we started going to the studio, man. We did a tape. Me and Chris was the group at the time. My name was R. Swift. That's how I was school. My name was R. Swift. But
Wait. So you meet Tony, y'all in high school, y'all at the Ridge?
Yeah. No, we're at Westbury.
Yeah, actually. Westbury. Okay, yeah, Westbury.
Yeah.
And he's wanting to be like, is he rapping too? Or he's just wanting to be like a CEO? Or like, what is he doing?
I give it to him, man. He always was about the CEO part.
That young?
The business part. Yeah. On the cool. You know what I'm saying? Real talk, no bullshit. Yeah, he was always on the CEO. He was always, I'm going to have a company. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, we went did the SRC tape, man, like 91. It was produced by original ghetto boy, Prince Johnny C.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? We went to his house, man. We used to catch the bus over there, man, off of like Mangum, I think it was.
Well, okay, so talk about this, though. Who's all involved with this whole thing?
At the time, Tony Draper and James Endlessly. Shout out to JB, OG in the street.
Okay, that's JB. His name is what? James Endlessly?
James Endlessly.
Okay.
Yeah, and
so they the hit. How old is he? Is he a kid as well?
He probably a little older than Drake, but yeah, he's pretty young. I would fathom to say he was probably, if Drake was in his teens, he may have been no more than 23.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And he actually, man, he went to the Ridge for a time too. You know what I'm saying? But so it's them two as a CEO. It was me, R. Swift, and Chris at large. That was the group. It was us four. And we used to go to Johnny C. House. We made like an 8-song EP called Stuck Between the Styles. For those who know, it's an old cassette with the candy red Jag on the front.
Who's Jag? You know what I'm saying?
JB's.
No shit.
Yes, sir.
And it was, man, that was live at the White Inside.
Yeah. <bro. laughs> Yes, it was. It was cold. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, we did that.
So what's you and Draper's and JB's relationship? Is it more business or y'all like cool friends? Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, we wind up at first, you know, like I said, I met him through Chris totally. Now, I kind of already knew of JB through his reputation, you know what I'm saying? He's a solid dude, 100. But as the time went on, we definitely became friends and whatnot, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, no doubt. We definitely became that over time.
So. And it's just Suave Records at this time.
Yeah, it wasn't even, yeah. You up on your gang. Yeah, yeah, it wasn't even Suave at the time. It was just Suave Records, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? We was going to Southwest Wholesale. I think Derek Diggs was his name.
Okay.
Going to Southwest Wholesale, independent, straight up. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, man, for sure.
Okay, so y'all do this, and then what happens? Because y'all was supposed to do another project or something, right?
Yeah, so we did the one tape, man, and tell you a story. It just kind of, man, I think everybody was young, if you can feel me. You know what I'm saying? Everybody was young. I was actually, that was a time I was supposed to do a solo tape, but for whatever reason, everybody kind of fell off for a while. So the night that New Jack City came out, I'll never forget it, Westwood Mall on Bissonnette used to have a movie theater.
Yep.
I go over there, I see New Jack City, it's packed in there, sold out, it was the first Friday. But anyway, I'm with this chick, and as I'm walking out, as the movie is over, I'm walking out, I see JB, like a chick, some goons, and you know what I'm saying? But he walked up to me like, you ready to rap again?
And so time, how much time had passed between y'all doing that project and this?
Maybe, probably about 3 to 5 years.
No shit.
Yeah, it was a while, because I was going to say, man, SRC, for me, I might have been finna be 20 or something, I think, like that. It was early for me. So, you know, being young and not knowing and kind of not having no discipline to sit still for a minute, when it didn't pop right off, I strayed, you know what I'm saying? But I seen him that night, and he's like, you ready to rap again? I'm like, yeah. He's like, all right, I'm going to tell. Maybe like a couple of weeks later, Drape hit me up, and he was like, you know, still on the CEO shit. He was like, I got some boys for you to meet. And I met Ball and G. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, A-Ball was on, was A-Ball on y'all first on the?
No, glad you brought that up. A-Ball at the time is not A-Ball from
that's
A-Ball
not that A-Ball.
It's a different dude, Dominique. His name was A-Ball.
Okay.
And on that SRC, the original Mr. Big, which I wrote, is right on there.
Right. That's what I was saying? Okay, I was going to ask you about that. So that really was the one that came from the one that Ball and G did.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Like a continuation type thing?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We good. I would say Ball would tell you himself. You know what I'm saying? But that's why at the beginning of Ball's song, if you remember, he says, enough about the dude and the nine deuce. This kind of like a continuation, no doubt. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah, and it was all love. I'm actually the chant of Mr. Big, Mr. Big. I'm on the hook. I remember, you know what I'm saying? I was there on the code, yeah. Yeah, not because of my size, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'm on the hook, so.
It was so you get introduced to them as like, these going to be the first artists to come out on the label, come over here to Suave House. Like, well, what's the?
The initial entrance introduced was on some, it's finna be, I'm finna try to do the label shit again, finna make a harder push. It's finna be you, Ball G, and Crime Boss.
Hmm.
You know what I mean?
Did you know Crime Boss before this though?
Yes, I knew him. We wasn't just cool, but we knew each other from passing. You know what I'm saying? He was from South Park, but he hung out in Mo City a lot. So yeah, we knew of each other totally. But I really started, like I said, for a while, we was at a townhouse, man, off of Dairy View in A-Leaf, and it was just me, Ball G, and Drake all stayed in this house, and P would come over every day. But back then, like, you know, T Mix wasn't even down yet. You know what I'm saying? Like, that whole first coming out hard tape is Ball and G, you know what I mean? And on the production,
oh no, shit,
them. Yeah, that first tape coming out hard,
they produced that,
both of them, yeah, them two.
Oh,
T Mix,
man,
wasn't even, yeah, he wasn't around at the time, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it was totally Ball and G. That's why if you ever listen to even Lay It Down, if you listen to the way it sounds, because I think it's on the second tape, which is On the Outside Looking In.
Mm-hmm.
It's sonically, you being a producer, it sounds different.
Mm-hmm.
Because that was done around Coming Out Hard time. JG produced that track. MJG did himself from start to finish.
Wait. MJG produced Lay It Down?
Yes, sir.
Oh, shit.
Yes, sir. No doubt. You know what I'm saying?
Damn.
No doubt. No doubt. JG produced Lay It Down. That's why I said, like I said, you being a producer, next time you get a chance, listen to how that song sounds different. That was posted, that was done around
the
corner.
It was supposed to be on the first
time.
One.
Yeah.
No shit.
Yeah, we had it for a while before they actually put it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can remember sitting up in a two bedroom.
But you was on Lay It Down.
Yeah, first.
Yeah,
it was just me, Ball G, and Crime Boss. That's it. You know what I'm saying? That's it. And yeah, JG did the track. We was sitting up on, like I said, in a up in a loft like this in Dairy View up top, and JG right there, me and Pete sitting in the corner bar, sitting in the chair, we smoking. Yeah, I remember when we did it, you know what I'm saying? Real talk. We had it a good while, probably 2 to 4 years before we actually put it out.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, so you jump on the classic Lead Down. Talk about y'all putting that together.
Man, it was, I say this, I knew it was jamming, but I ain't never think it would be
a classic.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That shit gonna live forever, you know what I'm saying? We never gonna get rid of Lead Down, you know what
I mean, that's what he said. You know, anywhere from Texas to Florida, during the week, you guarantee to hear that in the club at least one time somewhere, you know what I'm saying? So that was an honor, and like I said, JG produced that track. Yes, he did. You know what I'm saying? It was done organically.
So how'd you end up going first? You just ready first? Or?
Well, man, I would say this. For whatever reason, in our clique, it just kind of worked out. I've been the first person. Like, if you listen to most of the songs that I do on the Posse, when we do the Posse Cut, I am first. Just for whatever, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. On the All In My Mind, the Lay It Down, even the one song on Crime Boss with All Of Us. I think the little girl Carmen is first, but with the dudes, like, I've always been, for whatever reason, you know what I'm saying, I've always been first to come on. Even on the armed robbery with me, Gilly the Kid, Duke, and Tony, I'm the first one on there, you know what I'm saying? So in that way, that's good, because I feel like if you don't get through my verse, you ain't gonna listen to the song.
Yeah
you know what I'm saying? So long as I can get you to the next person, I'm doing my job. You know what I'm saying? I'm doing my job, man.
Yeah, so y'all do Outside Looking In. Yeah. And then, but Mr. Mike starts coming around what, that time or when?
I would say, man, Mike came in, around the end of On the Outside Looking In. Because by this time, when Mike came around, we had moved to that house he was talking about on Rustling Leaves and Beechnuts, which for Houston, I could say, the last house behind Fame City. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, last house behind Fame City. So when he came around, it was me, Drape, T-Mix, and Ball and G in the house. That's when we was at that house. So yeah, I want to say it was around the end of On the Outside Looking In. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, the end of On the Outside Looking In. And when he came, man, shoot, he kind of, he fitted in. Like I said, that's my brother. You know what I mean? But yeah, he fitted in, you know what I mean? He fitted in. I take nothing from his, like I said, the boy is one of the coldest motherfuckers to do.
That's a fact.
You know what I'm saying? Make no mistake about that. Know that the boy, all right. You know what I'm saying? All right, you know what I mean? But when he came around, man, it was cool. Drake put us together, and because now I will say we didn't know each other off top. It was kind of we put together, but I would definitely say when he came into the house, he probably felt like he vibed with me more than anybody else. Not that he didn't vibe with everybody, but he definitely vibed with me more. We caught a good energy together, no doubt.
So then y'all become South Circle. Who comes up with the name South Circle?
Actually, man, South Circle came from when T-Mix came. It was him and I want to say two more dudes. They was the South Circle. Mix wind up, the two dudes that he came with wind up not making it. So.
Which one of them sliced tea?
I just know it was two more dudes. I think it might have been, but I'm not sure. But I just know they left. Mix wind up staying. We had the garage gutted out, man, insulated where the studio shit was. And after me, him, and Mike probably being up in that hole 3-4 times, it was collective effort. Like, you know what? You all be South Circle, and I'll tell you, T-Mix produced the entire tape. Yeah, I want to say maybe Ball produced one track, Unsolved Mysteries, maybe. But other than that, yeah, T-Mix did the whole entire. It was me, him, and Mike in there.
You know, so how long did it take y'all to put Another Day, Another Baller together?
Man, we had it done probably about 4 months before it actually came out. You know, if you look back on it, just on some shit, we released it on my birthday. My birthday is on 4th of July, and the tape was released 1995, 4th of July. You know what I'm saying? I remember being at Galveston Beach handing out snippets. That's how we did it back then. Mm. Drake was in the Viper. We was handing out snippets. It's finna come out, y'all. It was love, too, going down on the beach.
Yeah. Y'all had already had the single out?
We had Attitudes being played. Mm. You know what
Here's
I'm saying?
Your attitude. Talk about that classic, man.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, It's Your Attitudes was already kind of getting some run. And, man, Attitudes was, it was one of them songs that I knew, you know, that's an old Barkay sample, you know what I'm saying? But I kind of knew after we laid that, I can remember us coming out feeling pretty fucking good about that's going to be all right, you know what I'm saying? And we did
the video the whole night.
Yeah, I was going to say we did two different versions. We done the one that's, you know, the one that's on the CD or whatever is different from the actual video one. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's totally different lyrics and everything. One was for the video and the single, and then one is for the album. You know, the album was a little bit rated X or whatever, so we had to clean it up for the radio back then. It ain't like now where you can say every goddamn thing on the radio. Right. You know what I'm saying? You bitch, whatever. You know, back in the day, you couldn't say that shit on the radio, man. So that's how that went, man. But yeah, it was a. I did know when we did Attitude that it was gonna be some good shit. You know what I'm saying? I felt it.
Yeah. Y'all man. So tell me, man, y'all only did one album, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we was young, man, and just business wasn't right for everybody. You know, when you got a bunch of niggas disgruntled, that ain't no good situation. You know
that's
what
that was a situation. That's why I was like, yeah.
I mean, at a point in time, look, I will never, I ain't gonna never say nothing bad about my clique. I'm from the old cloth. Good, bad, in between. I seen some shit in 10 years and I lived a life some niggas ain't gonna never do. Just not trying to cap, just real shit. I lived life for a good 10, 15 year run. I had a great run, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, it was a time when, you know, brothers gonna go through shit. And, you know, I've always been the one that, especially when it came to me with a solo project, it was like, you know, that's my baby. That's my money. So if I'm going to do it, everything got to be A1 letter or I hold on to it. You know what I'm saying? But once Mike did his solo, everybody was trying to get their shit right. Shit, he left. You know what I'm saying?
Once Mike did his solo, he left?
Yeah. Like, shit, he left while that motherfucker was out. You know what I'm saying? Like,
oh, no, shit.
Yeah, he left. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and you heard him. He had good reason. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, he left. You know what I'm saying? So
I don't know. The album was still out. I thought it was, like, after it all kind
of. I mean, I seen on one of your comments you said about it could have been a bunch of singles off that. All he did was Where Your Love At.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It was still getting some run. You know what I mean? But he left, so once he left, I started, I was with Ball and G.
Is Tila over there at the time and all this?
Tila came in between On the Outside Looking In and On Top of the World, as far as, you know, for the trademark, which y'all will remember. Yeah, and he was, that's how he got on Unsolved Mystery. Like, he came middleways of us working on Another Day, Another Baller. Yeah, you know, me, him, and Mike actually lived together for about 6 months.
No shit.
Yeah, for sure. When he first came down here before he got straight, yeah, he lived with me and Mike, no doubt. Shout out to Tila, that's a cold motherfucker too.
Yeah.
You know
what I'm saying? That's the thing, Swab was so, it was so, y'all had such a dope ass squad, and it was just like everybody kind of just,
yeah, like
either vanished or just went their ways, balling them, ended up with Puff Daddy, and you know what I'm saying? It's just,
man, people grow. Everybody want certain, like I said, people just grow, man. Everybody got a certain vision and expectation that they expect for themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like, I even think sometimes that it might have got too big for Drake. You know what I'm saying? Just being honestly, did a hell of a job, no doubt. But
realistically, that could be a lot to take on. You got all these artists, and all of them were so successful, and you got to make sure everybody.
0 to 100 real quick. You know what I'm saying? Believe it or not, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, we did it. Like I tell you, I lived, man. I can remember being at the Montreal, all of us walking down Sunset, and man, at the comedy club, I seen one of my pivotal moments, do the Swarthouse. Man, we was in the comedy store, seen Richard Pryor do his last stand-up in a wheelchair.
No shit.
Arsenio Hall was the host, and I'm talking about Drake was in there, Lil J, Suge, Pac, like, we up was in going there down. Chilling.
No nigga shit.
Like, a pivotal moment I remember in my time. You know what I'm saying?
Man, tell me some more stories like this. Just like, yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because I've heard about Pryor's last set at the Comedy Store, because I'm big on comedy, you know what I'm saying? I've heard about him at the Comedy Store, and Arsenio bringing him out, but I ain't never knew nobody else.
I was there, man. I mean, yeah, it was, I think he might have been doing three nights, but I just remember one night, I'm trying to remember, either we were shooting New Day video or either Tila's Show Enough video. We were shooting one of them in Cali. I forget which one. You know what I'm saying? But we was all down there for it. And this particular night, that's what we all did. We went to the comedy club. Like I said, might have even been the other rappers night, because Suge and Pac was in there. Jay was in there. Lil Jay. And we was in there. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, Arsenio Hall hosted. Rich was up there with the in the wheelchair. It was a classic moment for me. You know what I'm saying? A piece of history, man. Yes, it was.
That's live as hell. What's some other moments like that stand out where you like, man, if it was not for me being in this rap, I probably wouldn't have experienced this?
Man, let's see. One is, just to keep it in the house, I was a pimp, man, R.I.P. Me, him, Bun, I told you earlier, his cousin 3-2, R.I.P. Chris, no doubt. But we was at Xavier, and we was finna do a show. At this time, I'm balling G Hype, man. So it's me. We in the, you know how they used to come get you in the vans.
Mm-hmm.
So it's me, Ball G, 3-2, Pimp, and Bun, and maybe a driver. But anyway, we sit up in there smoking in the back. They telling us, you know, get ready. So they send a person to tell us we can't cuss. Now, you heard who I said was in the car finna go on stage. Y'all wait till about 15 minutes to say y'all can't cuss. But at the same time, that money good too. But anyway, so we smoking. They send the dean of the college to the thing to tell us we can't smoke no more. Her mistake. Cause who rolls the window down for her? Who she says it to? Pimp. Right. Wrong nigga. You know what I'm saying? So she tells Pimp that we can't smoke. So Pimp turn around and look at all us. And he's like, everybody in here grown. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Everybody in here grown, got kids, and, you know, we got bills. We grown men in here. You know what I'm saying? Now, we don't go to school here. Now, if we was smoking out here, you could say something, but we in this van. We smoking. So she says, you know, you could tell she don't know what to say. So she leave. They send, like, cool black dude, you know what I'm saying? Come over there. Yeah, man, they say that the van, they can see the smoke and all that. I just told old girl, this, you know, Pimp, I just told old girl, everybody in here grown, dog. We don't go to school. We not college students. Long story short, he went off on them. He was just funny and just being Pimp. And then he left because we couldn't cuss.
No
and
shit.
I remember looking at Bun like, you know, Bun riding is,
yeah.
What you gonna do? We out. We did the show, but Pimp didn't do it. They left. And like I said, we was in Xavier, Louisiana, so it didn't take long. You know what I'm saying? So that's the story, man. And
I just told old girl.
Everybody in here grown, man. You know what I'm saying? Kids. We don't go to school here. You know what I'm saying?
That so, shit funny as hell.
Yeah, so you know what I'm saying? And I say one other pivotal moment, because I know my boy Nehuma would like me to tell. Man, I was in, we was in Japan doing a show. And it just tripped me out, because that was like our first time going out the country. And so imagine, man, you go to the club. It's slabs. It's all that. It's girls with the short shorts on. And the look, a whole black scene, but everybody Asian. You hear what I'm saying? A whole black scene, but everybody Asian. Dude that come up to you, he's starchy, Jordan's on, but he's Asian.
Hmm.
Can't speak no English, but soon as your music come on.
No, every word.
Every word. Every word. You know what I'm saying? We got a little piece of herb from a little Asian dude out there. He pulled up in the little blue Benz with a little fly chick with him, had the sag like, let's do it, fellas, you know what I'm saying? But I remember that. I just remember how the country itself is not built for over 6 feet people. Like, we was in a king size suite that the bed was looking like a twin, and you damn near got a duck everywhere to go in, you know what I'm saying? But I just remember too, to get to it, that Nori and I want to say, I believe Mobb Deep, that's when we was, it was we might have been on our last leg of the Relativity record thing, you know what I'm saying? But
because y'all, because y'all went from
independent,
right,
to Relativity,
right,
to Universal,
right,
you know what I'm saying? So, but I just remember my Nori being hella cool, you know what I'm saying, and them really trying to fuck with me, you know what I'm saying? And I look at him now on his podcast, I just be like, I want to do, he remember that, because it was one of them nights we was over there. Like I told you, just tripped me out, man. Slabs, everything, just like a regular club scene here, but everybody Asian. You know what I'm saying? They playing the same music, they in there bouncing it, but everybody Asian.
That's crazy.
Right? So, them would be two stories, man, and I could really, you know what I'm saying, stand that I could contribute to the love and the blessings hip hop has gave me, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, that's what it is, man.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Well, talk about, man, because I mean, you know, Ball and Gene, they went to do their thing. Mr. White kind of, Mr. Mike kind of went doing his thing. You kind of just kind of seemed to kind of just fall back from the scene, man. Like,
well, yeah, man. After now, mind you, I was gonna say if we get a chance, I'll let you hear, man. Although we left and did our separate ways, me and Mr. Mike never stopped making music. You know what I'm saying, like. You know, I got some stuff on my phone. I got, like, we actually just did a song called This Is Where the Bullshit Stops, not even 6 months ago.
That's
like,
what's up.
Some that's cold shit, you know what I'm saying? But I had moved out, man, I want to say in 01, I had moved out to Atlanta. And me and Mike was in a situation with this independent in Atlanta called Funk Temple. We wind up staying there, and while we were staying there, working on our shit, we get a call from Baby.
Cash Money.
Yes, sir. No doubt. Cash Money. So it was around the same time, I don't know if you remember, you know, at one time, Mix was producing over there, like the Hustler Music time with Lil Wayne, because that was our link to it. So we go meet Baby one night in front of, I forget the hotel across, in Atlanta across from Lenox Mall, but it's the main one. We go meet them on the tour bus. Got like five songs we've been working on. We sit up in there. Actually, Baby and Slim is in there. And you know, anybody who fuck with him know you barely see Slim. That's like a ghost. You know what I'm saying? But he was up in there. And he hollered at us, man, and they flew us maybe like a week later. They flew us out to Florida, where they was at the time, where they was. I want to say went to the Hit Factory. I think that's what it's called in Florida. But we did like three songs with Baby on it. You know what I'm saying? Wayne was supposed to get on it, but I don't know what happened. You know what I'm saying? But we did three songs, man. I thought it was all good. You know what I'm saying? And we came back from Atlanta. Like I told him, and he was not trying to be funny, but it was like we went from talking to Baby every day on the phone to, we're sorry, this number has been the same day. You know what I'm saying? The very same day. But shout out to Baby, because he was real as fuck as long as I've been around him. And when I do see him, he'll say what's up, so no problem. But it definitely happened, like, we went through the whole process, and then we got home, hit him back, and it's like, we're sorry, the number has been changed, so. I mean, who knows what happened, you know what I'm saying? I will say this, you know, Game, that, you know, man, the corporate structure got it where the game is for a young man, because a young man can be a little bit more easy manipulated and go for certain shit that an old schooler or a nigga of some maturity understands and knows what to ask for, and you know what I'm saying, knows that now, you know what I'm saying, so. Who knows, man? But I would just say for whoever doing it, man, from artist to artist, get your business right, man. And it's hard, but it's fair. You know what I'm saying? It's hard, but it's fair. You know what I mean? So, Yeah, man. So we did, like I said, we did the shit with Cash Money for a minute. It didn't work. Mike came back home. I stayed in Atlanta like maybe 5 more years, man. And I did, you know, I made my rounds, you know what I'm saying? I fucked with a couple of different cats. I was fucking with Shorty B for a minute, the dude who does all mm-hmm. of bass for Too Short. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I messed with Cujo on some shit from Goody Mob, you know what I'm saying? Even one time we was at Shorty B House, I think Mike might have even still been there. Man, we did a song, me, Mike, Edie, and Noble from the Outlaws, us four. Hmm. Yeah, I don't know where it is, you know what I'm saying? But I do remember laying the track, us four being there, you know what I'm saying? Shorty B was on the bass. So yeah, man, I kept doing my feature thing, because like I said, I'm just finna do right now my solo shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm in the midst of it now, you know what I'm saying? Because I want it to be on my terms. That's my baby, that's my money, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't gonna accept no less on it. But yeah, man, I made my rounds around Atlanta, man, for a little bit. And it, you know, like anything else, once it ran its course and I saw it wasn't nothing, I came back home, you know what I'm saying? I kind of chilled out, started doing me, but I love the shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, I got material by myself, 30, 40 songs that's quality shit that if for nothing else, it's for me. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I've been still, like I said, for a while, though, man, how I was eating, though. I was, shout out to Ball and G, man. Ball and G kept me on the road with them for a good long amount of time, even through the whole Puff situation, you know what I'm saying? Just being a hype man, singing my verse on Lay It Down, you know what I'm saying?
Wait, so what happens with Suave House? Did everybody just leave? Or like, what, or did the label,
yeah,
this,
I would
this,
say,
like, this band, or like, what?
Yeah, what they say was a mutiny on the Bounty, you know what I'm saying? It was like, everybody just collectively agree to disagree. You know what I'm saying? Just, you know, by this time, Pete had already kind of left. Michael's gone. Tila had went to rap a lot. You know what I'm saying? And took, we had another group, Sorrell and OC, the Scientists. We had the Scientists, but they wind up going with Tila over to rap a lot. Yeah, so everybody kind of, like I said, agreed to disagree. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I stayed, I went with Ball and G and did the Hype Man thing for, like I said, a good run. You know, you talking about stories. I can remember, man, we did, when he was having the P. Diddy and the Family tour, man, we did the Georgia Dome. Ball and G opened up there and we sung Lay It Down and tell you, Donnie, 50,000, hollering Lay It Down. Oh. 50,000. Like, man. I don't care. Like I said, that one verse right there, just to hear 50,000 out there saying that, like, I ain't even got to say it. You know what I'm saying? In Atlanta, in the Georgia Dome, people as far as the eye can see, like, I remember that. You know what I'm saying? I remember coming off stage and Puff giving me dap, like, big boy, you did your thing. That's what's up. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, man, I did the, we agreed to disagree, Donnie, pretty much. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you, nothing wrong. I love mine, good, bad, or in between. Suave House. You know what I'm saying? My solo shit is me, but click wise,
12 hours. That's what it is, man. Yeah. I mean, it's legendary, man. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. That's what I said. And I mean, like I told you, man, brothers go through it. The sun don't shine every day. Let's be real. You know what I'm saying? But when we were able to get along and make it happen, shit, look what we did, fellas. And you know, shit, it's hard. A bunch of alphas, no conflict, ain't possible. You know what I'm saying? Ain't possible, man. So, yeah, man, that's what's up, Donnie. Like I said, I appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's good to be here. Like I said, I don't pop out anything you need. I'm with it. You know what I mean? I guess, what else you want to ask your boy, man?
Man, I don't know. I'm just letting you get it out. I was going to say, what else, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, what else you need for close it out? Because we're going to do part twos and threes and all that. But, you know what I'm saying? Just coming through on that first one, I definitely wanted to have you come through and kind of just lay that foundation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I would just say this. For the, you know, I read the comments too. So, for the shit with Mike, just to set the record straight, no, he did not write 85, 90% of the Circle tape. we done it together. You know what I'm saying? And me and that man, that's my brother. Like, I don't know what he was on certain shit, but that's my brother. You know what I'm saying? I know he know my family. I know his kids. That's my brother. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be us. So I just want to get that off, man, and shit. Check out Bet That TV. Check out, I'm finna have some solo shit coming out. It's going to be called The Rex Robertson Project, my real name. You know what I'm saying? I got my man Nehuma Holiday right now. That's the, I would say, the senior producer. You know what I'm saying? But you got beats, fuck with me. Y'all know. You know what I'm saying? And shit. That's about it. Donnie H-Town in the house, man. 25 years in this shit. Love my city. Love the culture. You know what I'm saying? Man, appreciate you again. You know what I mean? Y'all watch Donnie Houston, man. Legit motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? I fuck with him.
Man, appreciate it, man. Appreciate it. That's what it is. The Donnie Houston Podcast, man. Thorough.
Yes, sir. Hey, first man. Tenant, y'all. First one ever. But yeah.
Already. That's what it is. Hey, man. We out.
Donnie Houston.